轻松学好英文就听 Ivy League Analytical English。您现在收听的是最 hot 的常春藤解析英语教学课程。Come on， 快跟着常春藤把英语学得棒棒的。
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ivy League Analytical English. I'm Karen.
I'm Wesley.
Today is January 5th, and please turn to page 23 in your magazines. Today we have a reading comprehension passage for you, and three questions at the end to find out how closely you were paying attention and how much you got out of it. Our topic today is the mighty, mighty mascots.
就是吉祥物。
Now, a mascot is something that symbolizes something bigger, an event or a football team or something else that gives people a feeling about some bigger thing. And people try to make it, well, in Chinese you say 吉祥, which means lucky or auspicious. Auspicious, 就是吉祥的英文, and that is spelled A-U-S-P-I-C-I-O-U-S, A-U-S-P-I-C-I-O-U-S.I-O-U-S. That has a stronger meaning than lucky. Auspicious means it's a symbol of something good to happen. We like to have a symbol of something that makes us feel good about it and that represents it. And that can make everybody recognize it right away when they see the symbol. That's a mascot. And here's today's article. The Mighty, Mighty Mascots by Christine Newton. Some are cute. Others are funny. Still others are more famous than the president.They are mascots and are continually changing the face of products. Wearing a bright yellow jumpsuit, white face paint, and a long-sleeved red and white shirt, he isn't a new fashion icon. His bright red hair, nose, and mouth make him a natural in his position as the chief happiness officer for the McDonald's Corporation. As the mascot for the company,Ronald McDonald is easily recognized by 96% of schoolchildren in the U.S. For the most part, this spokes clown is loved and helps improve company recognition, which in turn translates into increased profits. Mascots have existed for thousands of years. Historically, they have been animals that men admired. Native American Indians carved mascots into their totem poles,hoping to attain a cheetah's speed or a bear's strength. Even now, mascots are symbolic of the qualities we would like to possess. For the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing, China has chosen mascots known as the Five Friendlies. Each of the four animals, fish, panda, antelope, and swallow, represents a unique athletic ability and offers a special blessing from China to the world.At the center of the group stands Huan Huan, the Olympic flame, representing passion for sport and the unity of all nations through the Olympic Games. In sports, teams treasure their mascots and often view them as lucky charms. In business, mascots are used to attract attention and impact a customer's perception about a company. Fast food icon Ronald McDonald can attest to this fact. Recently,Taipei began searching for a mascot. Which animal would best represent this progressive capital city? With its extensive system of underground tunnels and more than 2 million inhabitants bustling through its streets, offices, and apartments, Taipei's mascot would have to be the busy, intelligent, and hardworking ant.
That's a good idea, actually.
It's pretty small, though. An ant is pretty small.
Well, maybe we can find some bigger ants.
Yuck. Well, here's our title again, The Mighty, Mighty Mascots. And here is our introduction to the article. It's in a special font, so that's considered a bit part from the article. Some are cute, others are funny.
好，有一些很可爱，那其他的呢，蛮可爱，这个好笑，好玩。那这个地方呢，我们看到 some are cute, others...那我们就知道说他是在谈一些不特定的对象，所以有一些是这样子，所以第一个我们用 some， 第二个另外一些呢就是 others， 那如果你要谈第三群啊，那就是 still others， 所以你看到 some 你就知道后面大概会有一个 others， 然后看到了 some others 之后呢，你知道后面大概还有一个 still others。
And indeed it does have a still others. The sentence is still others are more famous than the president.
还有一些呢比总统还要有名。
They are mascots and are continually changing the face of products.
好，他们就是所谓的吉祥物。那 mascot 刚刚一开始的时候 Karen 老师有解释，其实 mascot 其实就是一种 symbol 啊，它是一种象征，它象征一个更大的 event 或者一个更大的一个可能是都市啊，或者是一个概念啊，所以它是一个 symbol。 那这是吉祥物，它是一种吉祥的 symbol 啊，所以是 auspicious symbol。 那他们呢就是吉祥物，而且呢他们这些吉祥物正在不断的改变产品的面貌。
And we have an adverb here, continually. We have another adverb that's very similar, and that's continuously. The main difference is, with continuously, you have the feeling that it isn't broken. It just keeps on going constantly. But with continually, it may, start now, and then stop for a while, and then start again. You have the feeling that it's ongoing, but it may be broken in the middle.
嗯哼，好，这两个字啊，不要，这有一点不容易分啊，一个是 continuous， 一个是 continual。 那这两个主要的区别是 continuous 感觉起来是没有断的啊，它是一直连续的，一直连续的。那 continual 中间它也许有断，但是它不断的发生，就是 continual。 那这个技法你们大概可以自己想一些联想的办法。好，那我的技法是那个 OUS 比较长嘛，所以它没有断，所以一定会比较长的。那这样去想，那你自己可以想出你自己的想法去记的哈。那自己想出来的办法最好，因为你会记得特别牢。
And note the use of the word face. Face, of course, is 脸, but here I suppose you could translate it as 面貌. So you also use the word face in 面貌, similar to how we use face in English. Wearing a bright yellow jumpsuit, white face paint, and a long-sleeved red and white shirt, he isn't a new fashion icon.
好，这个地方呢 ，wear 这个是一个分词啊，那基本上呢，它是一个分词构句，就是 wearing 什么什么什么，然后 he isn't a new fashion icon 啊，是这样子的。但是要注意的是，这个 wearing 这个分词，它的受词有三个，第一个是 a bright yellow jumpsuit， 啊，穿了一个很亮的黄色的。那 jumpsuit 本来是跳伞时候穿的一种衣服啊，但是现在就是那种连身的啊衬衣啊，这个连着长裤的那种连身衣服啊，就是麦当劳叔叔穿的那个就叫做 jumpsuit 啊，你这样去想就可以了。
And also another thing we think of with jumpsuit is people in jail because they wear jumpsuits.
Okay.
In America, they're usually orange.
啊 ，OK 啊、yeah. ，所以在美国呢，这个监狱里面呢，他们穿的囚服啊，囚犯穿的服装也是 jumpsuit。那通常在美国那种他们穿的是橘色的衣服。好，那第二个他 wear 的东西，大家稍微注意一下哈 ，white face paint。好，所以 wear 它的受词可以是个 paint， 那 paint 是本来是油漆的哈，那在这里的话就是它涂在脸上的油彩。那这个 wear 这个字啊，这种用法，另外还有类似的什么 wear makeup 啊，你这个化妆品啊，你也可以用 wear 这个字。所以你说他擦了很厚的化妆品，这句话英文我们可以怎么说呢
？She's wearing heavy makeup.
啊 ，she's wearing 啊 heavy makeup.
Or another example is, what color lipstick are you wearing?
啊，你擦的口红是什么颜色呢？所以擦口红也可以用 wear 这个动词。好，所以 wear 这个字呢，各位不要去直接背它的中文翻译，叫戴啊，它不一定是
穿，
哎，不一定是穿，不一定是戴。这个 wear 是 something you put on。
And be careful with it, because, like you mentioned, sometimes it's 穿, sometimes it's 戴, sometimes it's 涂着. You can wear gloves, because 中文不能穿手套, 你们是戴手套。
戴手套, yeah.
That's right. And you wear a necklace.
戴项链。
或者挂也可以。
可是你不能说穿项链。
That's right. So be careful. And also, hats. We wear a hat. 你是戴帽子。Yeah, so watch out.
So,一样的，中文也是有这种 collocation， 对不对？你这个你会说戴项链，不会说穿项链、
right.
或者挂项链，所以同样的动词，这几个动词意思很像，可是你受词不一样的时候，就会有不同的动词。所以英文也是有这种概念的。
对 ，OK。
然后呢 ，long sleeved red and white shirt 啊，一个长袖的那个红白相间的衬衫，那这些东西呢都是 wear 的受词。那他穿了这么多东西，那他并不是一个新的时髦的偶像，或者是一个时髦的一个 icon。
His bright red hair, nose, and mouth make him a natural in his position as the chief happiness officer for the McDonald's Corporation.
好，他的明亮的 bright 这就是明亮，明这个亮亮的红发，然后呢，他的鼻子红鼻子，然后他的这个嘴巴也是红的啊，红嘴巴。那这些东西呢，使得他是一个 natural。natural 在这里呢是个名词的意思。好，所以这个 natural 通常当名词用的时候，就是说这个很适合做，或者他天生就会做。好 ，to be good at doing something。 好，所以这个地方呢，就是使得他非常适合做这个角色。他的角色是什么呢 ？In his position， 他的这个职位或者他的角色是什么？是 as the chief happiness officer。好，那这个从字面上来翻是主要的快乐官员。好，这听起来很奇怪，中文没有这种说法。
It's kind of funny in English actually too.
OK， 好，所以呢，我们可以把它翻成所谓的亲善大使。
Oh， that's good.、Yeah.
嗯哼，那 for the McDonald's Corporation， 哈，这个他是麦当劳这个公司的亲善大使。
As the mascot for the company, Ronald McDonald is easily recognized by 96% of school children in the U.S. It sounds like a high number, but it makes me wonder about the other 4%. Why wouldn't they recognize him? Everybody recognizes him, not just in America.
Uh-huh. 好，那这个地方 as the mascot for the company, 这个就是身为 as 就身为的意思。好，身为这个公司的一个吉祥物。那 Ronald McDonald, 所以麦当劳叔叔他真正的名字叫做 Ronald McDonald, 他是 easily recognized by, 就是他很容易就被认出来了。被谁认出来呢？被美国的这个School children 就是小孩子上学的小孩子 96% 的这个在学的儿童能够认得出来麦当劳那刚 Karen 老师就觉得说诶那到底那剩下 4% 是怎么回事呢我也很好奇啊因为感觉起来好像每个人都应该要知道那种感觉
How could somebody not know? If you live in the States, if you live in Taiwan, how could you not know Ronald McDonald? I guess if you live outside of a big city in Taiwan, you might not know him.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, in a mountain area.
或者这个 4% 是那个保留区啦印第安人保留区吧也许啦我不知道
Even they have TV.
Yeah.
For the most part, this spokes clown is lovedand helps improve company recognition, which in turn translates into increased profits.
OK, for the most part, 这个整个片语啊大家就记住这个 for the most part, 通常 you use it to say that something is generally true, 啊大致上是没有错的但是呢不是 completely true, 啊不是完完全全的对。所以 for the most part, 就是大致说来啊是这样子的哈、啊、那这个 spokes clown, 这个字它特别 造出来的本来是 spokesman, 啊 spokesman 就是 spokesman, 啊那就是发言人。但是因为这个麦当劳叔叔他不是真正的一个很 serious 的发言人，他是一个 clown， 他是个像小丑一样的逗大家快乐的，所以呢，他就创了一个字，叫做发言小丑啊。那这样的一个发言小丑呢 ，is loved， 被大家喜爱，而且呢 ，helps， 这个 helps 是跟这个 is 是同格的，啊，同一个位阶的，所以他 is loved， is loved and helps， 他帮助干嘛呢？帮助 improve， 那 helps 跟 improve 中间省略了一个 to， 他帮忙能够改善这个公司的 recognition， 本来是这个认的意思，认出来辨识的意思，那这个地方呢，这个 recognition 我们可以把它翻成企业的辨识度、
嗯、
啊，就是人家一看就知道啊，这是某一个企业啊，这一看就知道这个代表的是麦当劳。那 which in turn， 那这个辨识度啊 ，which in turn， 这 which 就是 the company recognition。那这件事情呢，可以 in turn translates into increased profits。translates into 这不是翻译的意思 ，translates into 就是 result in 的意思。啊，它可以造成什么样的结果？所以呢 ，which 就指这个公司的 recognition， 它 in turn 就是反过来，啊 ，in turn 的反过来，它可以反过来怎么样造成 increased profits， 造成增加的利润，就是反过来它可以增加公司的利润跟营收。那这个地方大家要注意一下，这个 profits 它是有 s 的，因为 profits 是可以数的。
Wesley was mentioning that for the most part means in general this is true, but there are exceptions. In fact, there are many big exceptions. In Taiwan, I think a lot of people do not like McDonald's. They think it's 文化侵略.
Mm-hmm.
But not only in Taiwan, it's all over the world. And in the United States, many parents get very angry that McDonald's uses all kinds of ways to draw children to unhealthy food.
Mm-hmm.
So in fact, quite a lot of people really...don't really like this clown.
Yeah, draws children, draw children to unhealthy food. 那个 draw 就是吸引或拉过去的意思。
Mascots have existed for thousands of years.
好，吉祥物啊，已经存在了数千年了。
Historically, they have been animals that men admired.
好，在历史上面呢，他们本来，他们曾经是人们所喜欢或者所羡慕的一些动物。
To admire someone is to look up to them and you want to imitate them because you think they are really good, they have some good accomplishments or some good qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Native American Indians carved mascots into their totem poles hoping to attain a cheetah's speed or a bear's strength.
Mm-hmm. 所以呢这个 Native American Indians 就是美国的原住民美洲的原住民 carved 就是刻他们刻他们的吉祥物 into their totem poles. Totem poles 就是图腾柱 totem 就是图腾画图的图那个 啊，图腾的腾我想他都知道图腾就是对，台湾也有啊，也有类似的东西，就是一个柱子，很高的柱子，上面刻的各种的那个画，那个 image 不一定的画，就是啊，可能是蛇啊，可能是乌龟啊，老鹰啊等等的哈。那 pose 就是柱子，所以印第安人把他们的吉祥物刻到他们的图腾柱上。Hoping 这是个分词，就是表示他们希望，他们希望能够 attain， 在这里是获得的意思啊，他们能够获得一个 cheetah 就是一种猎豹啊，速度很快，所以他们希望他们能够获得这个猎豹的速度，或者是一只熊的力量，所以他们的吉祥物很显然有一些是从猎豹发展出来的，有些是从熊发展出来的吉祥物。
Even now, mascots are symbolic of the qualities we would like to possess. So not just then, not just in societies like American Indian society, but even in our modern society, we make a mascot, we design a mascot to symbolize something that we would like to be.
Are symbolic of 就是它是什么什么的象征，所以即使在现在呢，吉祥物都是什么的象征，都是 the qualities we would like to possess.的象征就是我们所希望能够拥有的一些特性的一些象征，或者是一些性质 qualities 啊，例如说你的速度啊、力量，这些都是属于 qualities。
For the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing, China has chosen mascots known as the Five Friendlies.
好 ，for 就是目表示目的，为了这个2008年的这个夏季奥运啊，会在北京举行。北京是个大都市，所以前面当然是用 in 这个介系词。那中国选的。Mascots 选了一些吉祥物，那 known as 就是这些 mascot 被大家所知道的啊，就是大家知道这些 mascot 叫什么呢？叫做 the five friendlies。好，这个 friendlies 就是五个友善的啊吉祥物的意思。
Each of the four animals, fish, panda, antelope, and swallow, represents a unique athletic ability and offers a special blessing from China to the world.
OK, 所以这个 five friendlies, 就是我们可以他们好像叫做五个福蛙哈，那个有幸福的福啊，娃娃的娃哈，所以这五个福蛙呢，他们每一个啊，这个中间显然有至少有四种动物，所以 each of the four animals 有四个动物，那这四个动物就是鱼 fish, panda 就是熊猫哈，这个 antelope 是羚羊哈，然后呢 swallow 是燕子，那这四种动物呢 represents 各自代表了一个 uniqueAthletic ability 代表了一个独特的运动能力 ，and offers a special blessing。他们也提供了一个特别的祝福 ，a special blessing。那这祝福是来自于哪里呢 ？From China， 是来自于中国的祝福。那给谁呢？给世界 ，to the world。所以 ，offers a special blessing from China to the world。
At the center of the group stands Huan Huan, the Olympic flame, representing passion for sport and the unity of all nations through the Olympic Games. They said,
yeah,
excuse me, they said five friendlies, but they only listed four animals, and here is the fifth friendly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. 它五个福蛙，好，所以呢，这个前面讲了四种动物的，那第五个是什么呢？他现在告诉你，他说 ，at the center of the group， 在这群五个福蛙中间的那一个呢，站的是欢欢啊，那他是怎么样 ？The Olympic flame 就是奥运的圣火。那欢欢这个吉祥物呢，它代表的是 passion for sport， 代表的是大家对于运动的热爱。它同时代表了 the unity of all nations through the Olympic Games， 就是全世界各个国家他们的联合，透过奥运啊，他们能够怎么样？大家大团结，达到一个大同的境界。
In sports, teams treasure their mascots and often view them as lucky charms.
Lucky charms 就是一个幸运符啊，所以呢，在运动方面呢，运动队伍他们会非常的珍惜他们自己的吉祥物，而且呢，常常会把这吉祥物视为一个幸运符。
In business, mascots are used to attract attention and impact a customer's perception about a company.
好，在商业上面呢，吉祥物被用来干嘛？用来吸引大家的注意 ，attract attention 啊。而且呢 ，impact 这个字呢是在这里是动词的意思，就是 to have an effect on 的意思啊，有影响，就是让大家能够注意到一个 customer's perception about a company 啊，就是在这个消费者的心里面呢，来影响一个对于一个公司的一个观感。
Fast food icon Ronald McDonald can attest to this fact.
好，那麦当劳叔叔就是这个 fast food icon， 他是个素食的偶像，素食的一个icon 就是可以说是偶像
象
一个象征、所以呢，这个 Ronald McDonald 他可以 attest to this fact， attest to 就是 to prove that something is true 啊，所以他可以证明这个事实是真的。
Recently, Taipei began searching for a mascot.
啊，最近呢，台北开始在找它的吉祥物。
Which animal would best represent this progressive capital city?
啊 ，progressive 就是蓬勃发展，一直在进步当中的。所以呢，是什么样的动物能够代表这样的一个蓬勃发展、一直在进步的一个首都呢？
With its extensive system of underground tunnels and more than 2 million inhabitants bustling through its streets, offices, and apartments, Taipei's mascot would have to be the busy, intelligent, and hardworking ant.
Okay, with 就是表示附带条件，就具有这样的状况。所以它的状况是怎么样呢？是有 extensive system of underground tunnels， 有这个 extensive 是很广泛的啊，地下铁路的系统。这 underground tunnels 是地下的隧道，就是指我们的地铁系统啊，就捷运系统。好，有这个东西。另外一方面呢，还有 more than 2 million 超过200万人的 inhabitants 就是居民 ，bustling 就指这个 inhabitants 啊 ，bustle 的意思就是很快速的移动，看起来好像很忙的那个样子。所以呢，这200万的人呢 ，bustling through 啊。这个快速的穿梭移动 its streets 在街上快速的穿梭移动，在 office 之间，好，在 apartments 之间，在办公室，在公寓之间快速的穿梭。所以有这样两个特性之后呢，一个是 tunnels， 一个是这么多200万人。那有了这两个特性，因此台北的吉祥物一定要是这个什么 the busy 很忙碌的 intelligent 很聪明的，还有呢努力工作的蚂蚁。
Let's look at our questions. Number one, what do the mascots for the 2008 Olympic Games represent?
好，这个2008奥运，他们的吉祥物代表的是什么呢？
A. Various athletic attributes and the spirit of the host nation.
Attributes 就是这个特性啊，所以他说不同的运动家的特性，还有整个国家的主办国 host nation 是主办国他们的精神。
That sounds like a really good answer.
Yeah,
I think that's the right one. B. The feeling of competing against yourself to be the best.
好，就是要跟自己竞争，以求能够成为自己最棒的一个状况啊，那这个应该不是正确答案。
No, it's a very nice idea, but it's not the right answer here.、
Mm-hmm.
See the friendly attitude of the Chinese government.
好，那中国政府他们的友善的态度。
D, the 5 events that will be held at the 2008 Olympics.
啊，就是奥运会它所要这个举办的五种竞赛项目啊，那这个应该奥运会不可能只有五种项目吧
？Yeah, there's a lot more than that. A is the correct answer. Number two, why are mascots important in the world of business?
那对于这个企业界来讲，吉祥物为什么重要呢
？A, they can help make products of better quality.
啊，他们可以让你的产品品质能够更好。
B, they can increase sales as more people identify the company.
他们能够增加这个货物的销售量，因为更多的人能够认出来这个公司或者能够识别这个公司的特别。
And that's the correct answer. And that's something that Taiwan, I think, could improve on.、Mm-hmm. Taiwan does not have a lot of well-known brand names.
Maybe there is, but not many well-known mascots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think brand names in general could be further developed in Taiwan. Often you have、mm-hmm. good products, but people don't know the brand names.
Yeah.
Can you、mm-hmm. think of a bunch? Well, there are a few.
Acer, yeah.
Yeah, Acer's one. There are some that have done very well.
Mm-hmm.
See, they can make customers laugh and help them relax while watching commercials.
他们可以让这个顾客啊笑得很开心，而且呢，当他们在看广告的时候，能够更加的放轻松。
I think that's the best wrong answer. Yeah. D, they can provide customers with someone to speak with when they shop.
好，他们能够让这个顾客呢在买东西的时候能够有个人可以跟他们聊一聊天。
Sometimes that's true. Sometimes there's a Ronald McDonald walking around in McDonald's. You could talk with him.
Talk with you?
I don't know about that. Maybe.
Yeah,
it's possible、
sure、
anyway, but it's the wrong answer.
No.
B's the right answer. Three, which of the following would be an appropriate mascot for a soccer team?
好，底下哪一个吉祥物对于一个足球队来讲会很合适呢？
A, a fast rolling ball with feet, a friendly smile, and a love for soccer.
好，一个有脚而且能够快速旋转的一个球，而且他喜欢这个足球的这样的一个东西。
Yeah, I think that's the right...
这样的一个球 ,a fast rolling ball, 这样的一个球。
That's right. B, and that's the right answer. B,、
yeah.
a plump hamburger-eating clown with the ability to juggle.
啊，一个胖胖的在吃汉堡的一个小丑，而且呢，他有能力能够 juggle, 能够耍球，啊，杂耍了。
The idea of juggling is okay,、mm-hmm. but you're not supposed to touch the ball with your hands in soccer, and being fat and liking to eat is not a good image for sports.
Yeah, juggle 就是拿球在手上这样一直打，一直互相转换那样子。
C, a smart dolphin that is swimming fast.
啊，一只很聪明的海豚，游得很快。
Swimming has nothing to do with soccer. D, a cute little bird that is happily chirping.
一只可爱的小鸟，快乐的唱歌。
A is the correct answer. That's all for today. Tune in next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
北国际书展又到了，1月30号起至2月10号止，常春藤将于台北世贸一馆与你见面，现场会有许多意想不到的超值优惠，以及戴世雄教授的英语教学讲座。详细活动资讯，请上 www.ivy.com.tw 查询。快进来哦！
喜欢今天的内容吗？欢迎您上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 浏览我们的各项好康讯息及赖世雄老师部落格。详情请洽0800-581-568。